Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
I don't know what you were doing there. That was confusing. I was like, wait for your cue. Coming to you once again from UCB Franklin in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, May 23rd. I wrote down 2016, but I know better. Oh my God, May 23rd. I still wish it was 2016. What's up with your name tags, Los Angeles? We got some out there? Oh, we do. Lovely. They're all in the center section, interestingly enough. And, all right, what do you got there for Inglourious Bastards? What's going on there?
Chang
Glorious Bastards. Glorious Bastards, because your name is?
Chang.
That's
me.
Your last name?
Correct.
Okay. Is your first name Ching? Moving on. have you seen, what's that movie called, 16 Candles?
A long time ago.
Oh my God, dude, don't watch it now.
You got it, Doug.
Long Duck Dong is really, it's sad. What's this Eraserhead thing over here? What? Oh, you got a bottle of something? I don't know what that has to do with anything, but what's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron? Oh, so you changed it to?
Aaron Head.
Aaron Head. And then you also taped a Red Bull to it?
Yes.
All right. You think my guests might be like Red Bull demons? They're constantly desiring Red Bull? It's a possibility. What's this one right here?
12 years a day.
12 years a day. Wow. Let's go back to Chang. Yeah. Well, thank you to everyone for bringing your name tags. And thank you for finally depicting what could happen if a white man had to try to escape slavery. All in one delightful poster. Doug plugs, tomorrow night, Wednesday, May 24th, 2017. Douglas Movies is at the Improv in Houston, Texas. That might be tonight if you're listening to it today, or last night if you listen to it 2 days from now. What? Saturday, May 27th, Douglas Movies is at 420 at the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas. I'm not abbreviating. That's what it's called. And then Douglas Movies is back here in Los Angeles over at Meltdown Comics on Monday, May 29th. And, oh, we're back at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday, June 3rd, also at 420. Lots of my shows are at 420. And as you know, all of my dates and deeds and links are at DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com.
Excellent. Prize bag, first of all, a box. We got a, from Loot Crate, we got the W Slam Crate. Right? Is that what that is? So I don't even have to look inside to know that the contents are amazing. We've got a Douglas Movies t-shirt. Someone sent this to me, care of UCB Theater, and no real explanation. I guess it sort of makes sense. It's a pouch with a zipper, and it says, "You say high maintenance like it's a bad thing." So yeah, so I'm giving that away. Don't feel like I need to have that. Oh, here's something cool that I got. I got this gum that says "I heart my penis" on it. The bag I also got from the same place, and this monster water bottle. I didn't even use it. I was at the Hangout Fest in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and they gave me this thing, and I was like, "That's cool." Prize bag. And a bag from Hangout Fest is the prize bag also. And then I had to include, because Christmas is going to come, it's going to be here before we know it. And someone needs to have a Christmas bong. Start getting ready for the holiday season now, I say. And get ready, get your hands together ready, because I'd like you to welcome Eric Griffin, Andrew Santino, and Al Madrigal. Al Madrigal. These fellas, it's a themed panel tonight, because these guys are all the stars of the new Showtime series. I've seen the pilot, and I liked it very much. Hashtag Doug Digs It. It's called I'm Dying Up Here, and it's going to be on Showtime starting on June 4th.
Yep.
Starring these guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, actually, they did the thing. I'm not sure what people are probably scrambling in all these networks, but they put it everywhere. So you could watch this on YouTube right now. They just put the whole thing out.
Or what?
The pilot. They put the pilot out.
Oh, the pilot. All right, relax. The whole thing's on YouTube, well, starting now.
It's a trailer.
Or Showtime June 4th, if you want to pay for a service just to see something.
They slapped it out there.
Okay, but the pilot is available.
Yes.
So, like, people listening to this, not you guys here, please stay in your seats.
Okay.
And don't pull out listening devices. But anyone else, pause this program, watch the pilot.
Then here's
on YouTube. About. Then come listen, you guys. Yep.
You hosted the panel in South by Southwest, so I feel like you're pretty on top of this. You know more than the average person.
Oh yeah, like for instance, Al Madrigal. I know that you play a character named Edgar Martinez.
It's true.
And this movie takes place. It's not exactly the Comedy Store, but it's the idea of the Comedy Store in the 70s, and follows the comedy scene in the 70s. Executive produced by Jim Carrey,
yeah,
who knows that scene pretty well, I'm sure, because he was came in right after it.
So he came out, I get to write on the show, and he came into the writer's room and told us a bunch of fucking stories about sleeping in closets and, you know, just getting in fights in the parking lot, and so we just put a bunch of that shit in there. And so when he came out, he slept in a closet. And another comic, Tom Dreesen, that we all know, he told us he ate Kentucky Fried Chicken every single day for 2 years. Because they had a thing called the Cluckin' for a Buck or something like that.
Yeah, he wouldn't make it now because it's a Zanku chicken.
Yeah.
They don't have the same kind of bargains over there.
Yeah, that's expensive. Zanku.
Right? That shit.
It's a ripoff.
Yeah.
That's the expensive chicken.
Let's say hi to Eric Griffin, everybody. Yeah. He's back on the show.
Haven't been on since San Francisco. That was a while ago.
Yeah, you've been on before, though. So
shirt right there.
I think we only have one newbie tonight, but you play Ralph King on I'm Dying Up Here, premiering on Showtime starting January 4th. But you can get it all right now on YouTube.
Even season two, for some reason.
Yeah.
We haven't even filmed it. They did it all with puppets.
Did you base your character on like a specific comedian of that time? Or?
Not really, because I don't think they even knew who they wanted this character to be. I don't even know a comic that was in Vietnam. Do you know? Do you guys know? I don't know who it would have been. I think that they just liked me when I did stand up.
I think didn't you say it South by Southwest that you kind of had to hit the gas on acting more black than you normally do?
When you say it like that, it's very Fox Newsy how he said that.
Hit the
did
gas.
You black it up, Eric? Did you black it up?
Well, yeah, I'm very mixed. I'm mixed. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, so you don't know what I am. You guys don't know if you want to call immigration or Homeland Security right now.
He still gets to do his joke after accusing me of.
You have a piece of paper in your hand. I should. you know how those rappers, they battle rap, you know, but they have their phone and they're like reading their raps. Like it's not, you're not freestyling, bro.
I think there's a protest section of the program.
Is there a suggestion box? Is there a suggestion box? More chicken on this show is what we need. But
wasn't your character, wasn't it going to be a white guy and then they found
No,
you?
I think it was always going to be a black dude. It's always going to be a black dude. So they saw me and they weren't sure. So that's why I'm wearing this afro. I remember when I first came to the hair place and I was like, okay, what am I doing? And they brought this like afro over and I was like, okay, I'm a Jackson 5 all of a sudden. I think I'm based off Tito. Exactly. You think so, Andrew?
Yeah, you're very Tito-esque.
It's a real good look. And Andrew Santino is here, everybody.
Hey.
From Mixology. Oh, yeah.
First time on this show, you joined me on Getting Doug with High to get
it's way high. Too, I got so fucking high on that show.
Yeah, was it too much?
It's too high. I got too high. But I showed up a little high thinking... And Jacob,
you could ease into it that way?
Yeah, but I was wrong. No. I was totally wrong. I was incorrect. It was a bad move. Bad chess move. I can't go back because I got high enough where I was like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll be there. I'll get a little higher than them. And just, that was a bad idea. So then I got so high that I remember saying my first story to you about how the first time I got caught smoking pot. And in the middle of it, I had that moment of like, too high, can't finish it. I can't finish it. I bailed right out of it.
Well, that's
is
the
that
great thing about...
Because sometimes you're in your head when you're so high... And your mouth is leading, and you're like, come on, come on, come on, we can do it, we can do it, we can do it. And it's getting out, and then halfway out, you're just like, nah, bail, get out, it's bad, it's not going to end well, don't worry about it.
I think drugs are great, and any drug.
Stop that. Stop
there we go.
Hold on.
He's got a family, everyone. Well, this guy's got a family.
But when you are able to lead this carefree fucking life of Doug Benson,
yeah. Lots of care goes into
very,
that.
Very little responsibility. You can smoke all the weed you want. Now, what happens to me is I take huge breaks of smoking pot or eating it, whatever, and then I'll see him at like a festival.
Oh no!
And fucking, it's just like, come on, let's go. Oh, we're dude, going you, right do, now. And I'll even try to smoke the littlest bit of weed and be so fucking baked, you have no idea. And then I can't talk. I can't speak at all. I can't have a conversation. He can do this podcast. He can go. You can do so many things. I'm just so amazed.
You can do so many things.
Yeah.
No, it's just I
got
can't...
high and hosted a panel for a new program on Showtime.
On YouTube.
June 4th. It's called "I'm Dying Up Here."
Wait, after we did that, seriously, you know Sam Richardson? Do you know who Sam is? Do you guys know Sam?
Sure.
Sam is a great actor on Veep. Sam, this is, if any of you ever heard this Dave Chappelle story about Dave getting too high on Danny Brown's weed, does anybody know that and they booed him? Does no one know that story? Look it up. Right. Some people are saying yes. Then yes louder, help me out.
Could they just look up the other story you're trying to tell?
No, because we're... No. All right, Doug, that's it.
Go straight to that's that it. Story.
I think it's written on your paper there. Yeah. Like.
We were in South By After with Doug, and I saw Sam in the street when we were walking somewhere else, and Sam was out of his mind, and he looked really uncomfortable, and I was like, are you okay? And he's like, I just got high with Danny Brown, and I have to go to my hotel because I have to lay down for a while. I was like, don't fucking hang out with Danny Brown. Apparently, that's like the whole thing. With you, it turns into something fun.
That just sounds like, you know, Danny Brown just sounds like a code name for bad weed. You know, yeah. Don't hang out with Danny Brown.
Or too good weed. Yeah. Don't go down with Danny Brown.
Oh, yeah, I guess in his case, it was too good.
Too good a
maybe
weed.
Maybe he doesn't smoke enough because, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Austin, Texas, they got great weed there, but it's all from California or Mexico.
It's ours. Yeah.
It's our weed.
We gave it to them.
Yeah.
We're the best, right, guys? Yeah. It's like white people
hate
California.
I don't think everybody thinks so.
No, yeah.
Yeah. She didn't clap.
She didn't like it.
There are so many people in L.A. that don't bother to vote. Even in a simple applaud, if you like this vote, yep. Some people are like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I don't really raise your hand if you hate line. California. Raise your hand if you hate it here.
Whoa,
let's see. See, nobody.
They hate it.
Nope. Raise your hand if you hate L.A.
Oh,
this guy. This guy. He did it.
He
went like this. He halfway.
I mean, you know, you're currently at one of the perks of living in L.A.
No
is
shit.
Regular episodes of this show and other lots of great. Cheap comedy in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap comedy.
Let's see what you guys dug up for the prize bag tonight. Do you have...
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest. We scattered around my prizes because...
Al brought everything. Al brought everything.
Let's talk about Eric's prize real quick.
This is I brought this from Al's car.
Hold on.
It's a great t-shirt I found at Al's
car. Now, this has never been worn. This is a t-shirt that Eric got for me, but I did a Daily Show piece about a guy who wanted to be able to ride manatees, and this is the Manatee River Center, but you see the manatee right there, and this is the t-shirt that they gave me on a trip.
So that's beautiful.
Aren't you glad I brought that?
Thank you for bringing that in, Eric. T-shirt.
You're welcome, Doug.
Mine is, once again, from Al, because I spaced. This is pretty limited edition, pretty LE, pretty hot shit here. This is a lanyard from the Justin Bieber roast on Comedy Central VIP after party.
Wait. Let me tell you what's great about this. When the time machines are invented.
Right?
You could go to the roast of Justin Bieber.
Party!
I believe I have a pass.
Because you know what? It says Saturday 3/14, but it doesn't tell you what year. So you guys are fucking... There it is. You're in good shape. Use it.
I have a pretty extensive...
And I have a sticker, so...
Hold on. I'll tell you about the sticker. I have a pretty extensive comedy album collection, and this is a guy that's always just... The albums perplex me. I listened to it a couple times. This guy put out... His name is Hal Masters. And the album's called The Funny Side of the Street. And it's horrible. He is really bad at stand-up comedy.
On the funny side of the street.
It's just, but this is sort of what
doesn't even look like a professional microphone in his hand.
No.
He's got a cocktail and a cigarillo going.
But to me, like, there must have been this comedy bubble like there is now where you could just, like, anyone could put anything out. And this is, like, albums were being pressed. And this guy just made himself a fucking album. So here you go. It's manufactured by Bolo Records, which is on at 1023 North La Brea.
No, my buddy lives there now.
Yeah. And so here you go. And then the other thing I brought is these used to be all over L.A. I don't know if people remember Old Chola. It was a graffiti artist. Yeah. So they used to put Old Chola everywhere. Well, I was fascinated by it. And I was like, I wonder if they're... selling anything, or I could find just an image, and I found his Etsy page, and he sent me a couple posters, but then threw in a like five stickers. So this is one of those
That's
stickers.
Really
there
cool.
you go. There's
That's
an old Chola
cool.
sticker.
Wow, well done, gentlemen.
Any young Cholas here? Any yeah. young Cholas here? No,
old Chola.
That's like the longest story I've ever heard about a sticker.
Guess what just went away?
Oh, it's no longer in the prize bag. You're punishing the wrong person, Al. All right. The eventual winner of that bag is going to want that. And this, I mean, everybody's got a car they need to wash. It's going to be great. Thank you for bringing all this stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Al.
I have a difficult question for you guys that it's not...
It's not going to be math, right?
You're just not going to maybe have an answer immediately, so raise your hand when one of you thinks that you have an answer to this question, and it is, what is the best movie that I, Doug Benson, have not seen? So we got to be careful here, because I've seen a lot of movies.
Seen a lot of movies.
Yeah, so you want to try to pick one that I have, for one reason or another, have not seen, and it's a great movie, and I need to see it. Eric Griffin.
First Girl I Loved.
That's the name of a movie?
Yes. I'm actually in that movie. And it is a great movie. It's a lesbian love story. Go check it out. You pretentious fucks would like that.
Yeah, I'm getting into it. You're in it, lesbians.
Plug your own indie movie.
Yeah, I just did that. Wait. It falls under all the parameters. He hasn't seen it, and it's a great movie. First Girl I Loved. Check it out.
Are you one of the lesbians?
Now I gotta watch it.
I'm one of the lesbians.
Wow.
Okay, it's a low budget.
I'm back out.
You're wearing an afro as well?
Yeah. Have
okay,
an afro
I'm back
too.
In. All right, this is an emotional roller coaster. Al's got one.
You most likely have seen this.
Oh, then what are you
trying
doing
to get
here?
I'm taking a solid guess.
Okay.
The Founder.
I have not seen The Founder yet.
Wow. Boom. It's great.
People keep bringing it up on this show and that they like it, but that The Founder, that character, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah. But it's a good movie.
Okay.
You don't know how Al Madrigal that was right there.
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Oh, man.
Well, you guys are walking around on set with all your 70s shit on and getting into character and stuff. Is it, do you trip each other out a little bit because you don't seem like yourselves?
The best moment was when we were on location. We were shooting it. They found these little bungalows. When you watch this show, it's amazing how they found parts of L.A. that really do look like his apartment is just fucking incredible. My North Hollywood apartment is one of the... I don't know where they found these fucking places in North Hollywood. And they, we went to, we were having lunch in a Masonic temple.
Oh, yeah.
And we are desperate to the caterer on the show. I don't want to sound like a spoiled baby, but you eat a lot of, like, set food. This guy was horrible. We thought he was, like, squandering, like, he had a gambling problem. So he was, like, spending money. Like,
maybe he misunderstood the premise of the show, thought all the characters had to look like they were dying.
Well, he was definitely trying to kill us because the food was just terrible. So we House of Pies is right across the street. So we're in full 70s shit.
Oh, yeah.
And he calls up House of Pies, and we don't have our wallets because we left them in the trailer.
Oh,
he
goes,
this is great. He goes to the lady at House of Pies, goes, do you take Apple Pay? And she goes, yeah, we got Apple Pay.
She said, we got Apple Pay.
Yeah.
I go, you take Apple Pay? She goes, we got Apple Pay.
Yeah. So we all go walking over.
Yeah, we walk.
So excited.
We're going to get breakfast. We're going to get cups of coffee.
Fuck,
we're going to get pie all in mode.
And we walked out of that catering area like, the fuck if bitch ass food.
Fuck you.
Your punk ass food.
Fuck you. Fuck your fucking House of Pies.
I already had a plate of food too, and Al comes over. Throw that away. So
we walk across the street and we go inside, and Al is like, Al, good instinct, goes, dude, I know you called. You should check again.
Yeah.
House of Pies, do you guys know
House of Pies? Because it was an old-ass register.
House of Pies has been around since the dawn of time. Yeah. He was like, I don't think they have fucking Apple Pay, dude.
It was one of these registers.
I walk in there, and I'm like, they got it. They got it.
Apple Pie.
So I go up to the front, and I go, you guys got Apple Pay? She goes, Apple Pie. Yeah, we have Apple Pie.
Apple Pie. We got
Apple Pie. Pecan Pie. Banana Pie.
Chocolate Cream Pay. We got all kinds.
And Al is like, God damn it!
We laugh so hard.
So did you make the transaction with coconut cream pay?
We're in so full fucking fun. 70s gear.
Pecan pay.
And I'm just walking through.
We saw Pete Holmes in
the
parking lot.
Yeah, we saw Pete Holmes walking through the parking lot. He was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Like, that's how he got
Apple Pay.
That's how he got the idea for his show. He went, comics.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
That is how it happened.
We also got Legionnaire's disease from the Masonic temple that we were in. We had some. You know, when you said it, you're surprised that they found places. Not me. There are some spots that you go around LA and you're like, they haven't touched anything since 1970 something. The apartment that I was in, someone was like, nobody lives here. Nobody lives here anymore. And nothing had been touched. And I was like, I think somebody lives here. And some woman on set had said something like, she was like, I hope not. And some dude goes, I live here. And I was like, I'm going to get out of here before a fight starts. So, man, I live here.
That movie, The Nice Guys, it just came out a couple last summer or whatever, was...
A couple of summers ago?
No, I think it was last summer, but it was...
When your friend Ryan Gosling.
It was L.A. and 70 set, and... it was, you know, it's kind of amazing how they just go around and shoot a lot of places here and they haven't changed.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
It just looks the same. Yeah. All right.
I got one.
Okay, good.
But this is not, have you seen The Lobster?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah. That's not a bad one to throw out there if somebody hasn't seen it, especially if you like ruining lives.
I love that fucking movie.
You like it?
I like it, but I had to see it a second time just to get over it a little bit, you know.
God,
first
I love
time
that
I was
movie.
Like, God damn it, fuck this movie.
What do you think? Do you think he did it and came back to the table?
What?
At the very end. Do you think he cut out his eyes? You know, he ruined his
of
sight.
Of course
for her?
He cut it out. His
I don't
eyes.
Think so, dude. I think he trailed off
no
into
way.
The sunset with his eyeballs.
I'd like that's a better ending if you ask me.
I think he had the pick near his eye and was like, oh, fuck this, there's so many other women. And then he just walked away.
I don't know, he's a pretty pathetic dude.
That's which is why he would bail. That's my point.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it takes courage to...
Yeah, to poke your eyes out. He was a fucking wuss. He had,
you know, just to double check your theory, I'll watch it again and then have more nightmares. Also going in the prize bag, a koozie that says, I'm dying up here, June 4th on Showtime.
That's cool.
Oh.
Does not actually keep beer cold, but...
No, I stole some of those, too, from the party.
Did
yeah,
you?
This yeah. was from the world premiere screening.
Thievery.
Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. Paramount Theater, the beautiful Paramount Theater.
It was. This guy goes, what? It was a little weird of a time.
Since we're at UCB, I'm putting in the box Space Work.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, boy.
Look at him go. Look at him go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. 4 years at the Mime Academy.
Comics love nothing more.
Ladies and gentlemen,
more.
Eric Griffin's Mime School is available
all
online.
All over improv.
He filled the bin and then he pushed it down. This is like being at TSA. So, do you like that new bin system? Have you done the new bin system?
No, I hate it.
I fucking hate it,
because I have two fucking bags, so you put your one bag and then it's gone. You know?
Yeah. They separate your bags.
Yeah, you're separating the fucking bags. Then there's a long
chair. Sophie's choice of bags.
Yeah. I'm so efficient that it allows me to cut in front of everybody and just... Wow, everyone's so confused, you can just fucking...
It is. You can take advantage of confusion there.
Yeah. I'm a renegade. I don't pack shit.
What's happening with this?
I just buy when I arrive.
No, then there's a log jam, you know, to get the bags.
Yeah, but you're the kind of guy that does... too many carry-ons. You're too many carry-on guy.
I take my Xbox. And
he
I have
brings his fucking Xbox.
He does. Everywhere he goes.
He brought his shit to the on set. Yeah, he was in there playing games. He was angry when someone disturbed him to go work because he was in the middle of a game.
Eric, we need you to stop playing people. Video games. Put on your hair and come to the set.
Please put on your afro.
There's never been a more parental phrase. Eric, put down your games. Put on your hair.
All right, one more question for you guys. You handled that one nicely. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have to see any of those.
Founder.
First Girl I Love, though. You should watch that one.
Okay, yeah. You're right. I take it back. I'm going to see First Girl I Love.
Have you ever seen Last Action Hero?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. In what world would Doug not see Last Action Hero?
It seems like a hard one
to
miss.
He didn't see The Founder. I feel like that was just
happened.
That's
not as good as Last Action. Well,
not
as good,
but it just happened.
Yeah, The Founder just slipped by me. It was a weird one. Now I really want to see it because it keeps coming up.
What about the new Fast and Furious?
Haven't seen that.
Saw it.
Sounds like you loved it.
No, I think I skipped a couple movies when they became secret agents.
How can you follow it then?
Yeah. They became secret agents. They went from Mazdas to secret agency.
Yeah, they have Ferraris now.
Yeah, I don't know how did that happen?
Go back to Hondas. Yeah, I like the old Civic days. I like when they're ripping up CRVs and shit.
And man, homeboy got a little chunky. I could be Vin Diesel now. You know what I mean?
You're Vin, dude.
I could be Vin.
Vin Double Diesel.
First of all, they're not walking. They're driving everywhere.
We actually did.
Yeah, that's true.
So why wouldn't they get fat, right? They're always in cars.
Hang on, hang on. Hold up. Al has a story.
Just start your story, Al. We'll get to it.
Were you telling me a secret?
No,
we'll still be here.
I was telling it. There was a fucking side conversation going on the podcast. If you're listening, no, we did Fast Five together. We did at the Silent Movie Theater. It was me, you, Zach, and Sarah. Do you remember that?
I'm sure that was a fun one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's always a good time. All the Fast Five or Fast Furious, Fate, Family, all of those movies.
You could never leave your family.
Are great to talk during. And I think that's part of why they're such international hits, because you know you don't have to speak English to recognize that the words don't matter.
You forgot one
thing. Okay, Vin Diesel might as well be saying "I am Groot" over and over again in that movie.
Hey, that's some of his best work.
Right?
They should loop Minion speak over that and see how successful that is.
No, that is the worst. Don't you want to kill yourself after 2 minutes of the Minions?
Are you crazy? I fuck with the Minions.
You
I
have
like
kids,
them.
So.
Dude, those are the best.
That'd be a great suicide
ever.
Note. Talk fucking the, Minions.
The words when they're talking.
Why did he do it?
Banana!
you
see what joy it brings when you do it?
You're right. I take it all back.
All right.
You know what? And Asian people need something. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta get out of here. Thank you guys so much. That's my time.
Nothing on that one? Nothing? Asian guy? Nothing?
No, he shook his head. No.
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not ambiguously raced man.
Weird that my racism isn't ambiguous.
Yeah, that's true. You went right for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was right there. You know?
I get it.
Corner of my eye, I felt Asian. You know what I mean? I was like, now he's mad. I'm not Asian. You're Asian for this fucking podcast, right?
How deep is this hole that you're digging?
I know. Right now?
That's what, like, if you look carefully, when the late, great Don Rickles was on stage, he'd be like, and that Asian guy is going, mwah! Like, and there was no Asian person there.
Yeah.
Like, he'd just point to a vague area. And I just say that person is over there. Everyone's like, okay, yeah, we'll take it on faith. So he's not even really insulting anybody. He's just like, that guy over there. Unless there's happened to be a huge Asian right there, it gets mad.
He always brought an Asian.
Huge Asian.
Him.
What are you laughing at? It's possible.
Have you seen that movie, Huge Asian?
I wanted to, but when I tried to buy a ticket.
That was Jackie Chan's third film.
They couldn't understand what I was saying. Like one for huge Asian. Huge Asian. Huge Asian. Huge Asian, please.
Are you saying huge Asian?
Huge Asian. Huge Asian.
You want to speak to the manager, Mike Huge Asian?
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to speak to the manager to get a ticket to huge Asian.
Al's going
to
get in a lot of trouble when he gets his...
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman?
I was walking into a multiplex in Portland and the sign said, Logan, get out.
You didn't like Logan?
The movie, the theater discriminates against people named Logan, which probably should go down in Oregon. Makes sense, probably. Probably a lot of annoying Logans running around.
Did you like Get Out?
I love Get Out.
It was so. Do you, yes. He's got another one on the slate, right, for 2019. Another comedy horror, they said, right?
Jordan Pelé's got another one coming out?
That's what they said.
Nice. Good for him.
It wasn't a comedy.
It's actually Peely. No, they said it's a horror, a comedic horror. Which
oh,
is
the
what
next the, one's going to be. Okay.
Yeah, a comedic horror. Yeah.
Get Out was kind of funny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lil Rel.
Lil Rel was funny.
Lil Rel was fucking great.
I didn't believe I wasn't a big fan of the premise.
We mean we're big fan of the premise.
Yeah, I just think.
So you didn't like the movie?
I don't think rich white people would make themselves black. Just
just for kicks.
Just
for kicks, you know what I mean?
So when they're driving away from that town and they get pulled over, I mean,
They don't leave.
They're going to be like, oh, we made a huge mistake.
Don't they get to go back? Can they not go back?
No, they can't go back. They fucking, you know,
you
cut
stay
their
in
heads
the sunken
off
place.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know if we're talking about the same movie. Do you guys know what the last movies you, you know, last motion picture experience you had was?
I went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy 2 with my family.
And the kids and everything?
Yep.
Everybody like it?
Everybody liked it. Didn't think it was as good as the first one.
Yeah,
thought the little jokes were corny. The it's not ripe yet bit was way too long.
You didn't think it was ripe?
It was not ripe.
Okay.
But we liked it.
Last movie I saw was Aliens, the new Aliens.
Alien Covenant?
Alien Covenant.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Was that good?
How'd that work out for you?
I enjoyed it. You know.
Oh, you want a little fun fact? Is with that Aliens Covenant is that Catherine Waterson is also in Fantastic Beasts. We did a pilot together in 2004 where she was my love interest.
But I can't talk about my first girl I loved. This pilot.
Yeah, at least this
up
is some shit we could actually see.
This pilot's not even on the air.
It's called Americana. You can find it on YouTube.
Was that a fun fact or a name drop? What was that?
It's just interesting, I think. Like a little side note that
that's
people
like,
may
but
want
that's
to
like
enjoy.
Going,
a movie
I
buff
was fired from a Starbucks in 2000. And I went to one day of work.
But people didn't like the Aliens because it had too much story, right?
Is that no, I thought it was okay. You just have to remember back to like that this is the a prequel to the original. You know, they had a sequel prequel. It was a sequel prequel, right? So how you say it?
A prequel.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Because it was a prequel.
Where does it fit?
The
so, but it's after Prometheus and
right,
before
right,
the
right
first Alien.
Yes. Okay. But they left you a big, there's a big like, where was this guy in the other movie situation though?
Danny McBride?
No. the robot. Oh, who saw it? Nobody saw it?
Yeah, don't give anything away.
Spoiler alert!
But it also doesn't sound like the room's tensing up, like they're worried about spoilers.
No.
I know, bro, you ruined Alien for me, bro. It's not like
yeah,
Sixth
we had
Sense
to be really careful about Get Out for like weeks because people get mad if you say too much about it.
You see Snatched?
Uh-oh.
Did anyone see Snatched?
Wow. You, I guess.
Hey, guys, guess who was in Snatched?
is that a real game?
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure I know.
Who?
Ike Barinholtz is in it.
Yeah, he's in it.
Okay, you're missing a big person, but go ahead. Who else?
Amy Schumer.
Amy
no,
Schumer's
that's not who
it
you're missing. Keep going.
Goldie Hawn.
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes. No, you're missing. Wow, is somebody?
Oh shit! Is Eric Griffin in this movie?
No, Al Madrigal, motherfucker. He
Oh,
it up.
Why do you think I brought it up?
I don't know why you brought it up.
If you know Al, he would never.
No, it's. I still haven't seen it, though. That's the thing.
You haven't seen it?
No, he left the premiere. He walked right out the back door.
Mm. No, I was away.
Oh, okay.
Missed it.
But yeah, I just haven't seen it yet. It's directed, the guy who directed it is very talented.
He
I like
directed
his movie,
our pilot.
50/50.
That's what I was really getting.
Did he?
Yeah, he directed the pilot that's on
I'm
YouTube.
I was supposed to be, I didn't get a role. I was supposed to be like the person that they call. So mad about that. Bastard.
I wasn't up for that. Didn't have anything.
Well, you're like a spy.
Although I tested to be Schumer's boyfriend in, what's the
train
first
wreck
one? Trainwreck. And then they got this guy, Bill Hader, or something, to fucking do it. I was like, I don't know. Take a swing at him, I guess. New guy. New guy to the biz. I said, listen, Judd, you're really fucking throwing a long one here, but good luck. And see if he can catch it.
In the pilot for I'm Dying Up Here, you got some heavy acting going on there, Andrew Santino.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of have a... emotional, pretty deep emotional arc. Eric has fucking gets that way, and Al gets probably the most.
Oh yeah, Al's full on Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
he's
it gets pretty fucking
it
sad. There's some real sad, beautiful moments, but the I think the
sad
weird thing
to
is
to live in North Hollywood.
They promoted it for a long time as a comedy.
I think after they watched it, they were like, oh.
Well, that was the mistake, is that Jim was always like, it's not a comedy, it's like a drama, but about the world of comedy. And then Showtime would still have a few people that would come around that were like, but it's like a comedy, right?
But the head guy.
So many good characters, though, played by mostly funny people. And then we should mention Melissa Leo.
Melissa Leo, yeah. She's the head honcho.
Main character on the show is the lady that runs the comedy club. And and as she said at South By, like, she didn't even base it on Mitzi Shore because she didn't know who Mitzi Shore was until after they cast her in the role.
Yeah, she wants to stay away from that world. She wanted to create her own character.
She did it.
Yeah, she did.
She's a fucking intimidating lady.
Let me tell you how fucking one day you have no idea.
The best part was us getting more and more, like, first, you know, Melissa Leo, she's an Oscar winner, and we're just fucking 88 comics.
Yep.
So we're in scenes with her almost right out of the gate, and it's super intimidating. But then over the course of 10 episodes, we got more and more comfortable with her until we did Eric. What did you say about her at that fucking party? Right to her face. That was hilarious.
Well, it's just that if the script says her name's Goldie in the show, right? So let's say in the script it says Goldie is on coke and agitated.
Better watch the then fuck get, out.
Guess who's going to be agitated on set? And it's like, well, it's a Leo. But man, I don't care how upset she might have gotten when it's time for her to perform. Even just sitting across from her, standing across from her, when she was done, you want to go, God damn.
Yeah, her process was
God.
She was so.
It was crazy.
She was so adamant about controlling the set that one day we were on.
It's the first day.
This is our set, our stage that was just like our comedy club was probably, you know, two or three times the size of this room, and
she
was on the opposite side, and we three idiots are on the opposite side. And we're in between takes. There's not even rehearsal or anything, and we're just chatting, having a good time,
trying to figure out where we're gonna get.
Yeah,
to
what
die.
We're gonna say because we have like a little improv bit, like a fucking apparition. She just appeared, and she was like, "You don't talk. You don't talk." And all of us were like, "Oh fuck! All right, well."
We had that look at each other like she just yelled at three grown ass men.
We're grown ups, but not in that moment. You're like, I'm still a child, and I got slapped. She was intense, but it was worth it.
But then, gradually over the course of the season, she became part of this group because there's nine people. Clark Duke from everybody, Clark from Hot Tub Time Machine,
Michael Angarano,
Kick Ass, and
Ari Grainer, Jake Lacy.
Michael Angarano was in
Forbidden Kingdom. Forbidden Kingdom and Sky High.
And he was in Sky High. Yeah. It was a great movie. You guys remember Sky High? It was fantastic.
You know what he gets recognized for all the time? Dogtown and Z-Boys. Someone said that. Yeah, people love
that
fucking
movie. He's been in a ton of things since he
was little.
Stanford Prison Experiment.
Yep.
He was in Will and Grace. He played Will's son.
Yeah,
right.
His kid.
Oh, I thought he was Jack's penis, but
Jack's son.
Jack's penis.
Because he's little.
He said this guy.
He's tiny.
He is a little tiny, cute guy. We said one day he showed up. One day he showed up with a new rental car because Al got him like a hookup to get a nice big cat. Bless you, a big Cadillac. And he got a big Cadillac, and Michael's like a small guy. And the whole day we kept teasing that he came in like a child driving a truck, like. It was so big, and the door, him stepping out of it, was like a fucking event to get out of the car.
Do we miss anybody? Jake Lacy. RJ.
RJ Seiler. Have you ever seen Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl? Did anybody see that?
Me, Earl, and the Dying
Nobody.
Girl.
Nobody.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he's great in that. And,
he's the Black Power Ranger.
He's the Black Power Ranger.
And John Daly's great on the show.
Oh, yeah, John's fucking awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys did great in a round of name actors that you're on a show with.
Thank you.
Killed it.
Really killed it. I don't know who to call the winner necessarily, but you guys did a great job on that. And so this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. People brought name tags. You guys just have to go grab one that you want to play for, whatever person's name tag inspires you the most.
Okay.
And just bring it back to your seat, and then we will commence with the game. I brought some buzzers. People love it when I bring the crazy buzzers. you can just feel the anticipation. Yeah, you like 12 Years of Dave, do you?
Get yourself a job working at Midnight tonight, man. I can hear Hardwick's going to give you points.
Who'd you pick?
12 Years of Dave and Kramer versus Kramer. That's fucking awesome.
There should be a black kid in this, though.
Doug is black.
Oh, I was running my own little affirmative action program, and I picked Chang Glorious Bastards.
All right.
There you go.
He really looks good there in the Brad Pitt role. Yeah, good job, dude. I don't think I should be playing the part in 12 Years a Slave, though.
Yeah.
That's a little bit weird.
Like,
you're white, great on this one.
Yeah, yeah, well, of course.
Is this white face? What would this be called, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
You went, Doug,
whatever it is, I don't like it.
You don't, yeah.
We should probably
you
destroy that.
I think you did a great job.
But yeah, so you're playing for Dave, and we got Chang, and we got... so there's a person whose name just happens to be Kramer, so you have... Your last name's Kramer, so you don't have to change anything in the title. It's Kramer versus Kramer. Good job.
Is anybody here a graphic artist? You are? What did you bring?
He didn't bother.
He didn't bother to bring one, and that's what you do for a living?
He's like, He's like, that's what I do for a living. Yeah,
These peasants
just like how you guys haven't brought any jokes tonight. Like, everybody sucks off when they can. I know, I didn't have to take all three of you on that one. I could have just gone after Andrew for trying to give a guy a hard time for not making a sign.
Well, he knows what he did. By the way, I didn't. His girlfriend or friend pointed him out, so it wasn't. He didn't say I. She was like him. It's him. So that's your
fight.
Well,
you know, it's important for us to have whistleblowers at this point, and I'm glad that she.
Well,
snitches get stitches. Yeah. Snitches get stitches.
Whoa.
No, that's what happens in my house. It's what happens in my house, Doug.
Inside movie sources say.
Would you really like a buzzer?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna need these.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah, you go ahead and practice if you want. Al, do you want to hit yours?
Okay.
I think we're good.
It's hard to stop, isn't it? But if you guys get... I got one, too.
What's yours sound like?
Oh, shit, somebody's here.
Like every time.
That was how we used to get the dog. The dog would hide under the bed, but if we rang the doorbell, the dog would get so excited somebody was there, like no matter who it was, they'd get excited to come out from under the bed. And we'd stand around laughing because the dog fell for it every fucking time.
What an idiot dog.
Poor dog. Get down to the bottom of how you want to really bring this thing to a screeching halt and talk about how you abused your fucking dog.
Well, I saw the movie Dog's Purpose, so I felt a lot better knowing that when my dog died that it went on to help somebody else. I don't know what its purpose was in my life, but...
That doorbell trick that you pulled on it.
Yeah. It was good for some laughs. All right. So we're going to play a game tonight called Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. And it's based on the IMDb page of actors and actresses. You know how they'll list best known for, and they'll have like four of their projects, mostly movie, but occasional TV one will slip in there. And
TV one, the Black Station?
What? So...
But they don't list those. Those just come up, right? They take responsibility for that?
Well, there's an algorithm that decides it. Plus, also, actors can go in and fix their own if they want to choose their own, which is kind of weird to say, decide what your best known is.
No, they can't. I've tried. It's impossible. They do it. Huh? You can ask, and they're like,
No, but they say it's a thing they're going to change. Like,
they are?
Like, if you pay for the IMDb Pro, you could probably go in and change it.
Tried it.
I did it.
Yeah, I have IMDb Pro. I don't think you can change
it. I can't.
That.
You can't.
I've tried to put myself in The Godfather. It didn't work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to be here all night, fellas.
All right. So one of you brought jokes. All right. Yeah. One of you. So I'll start naming the top four from. So it's it's based on box office awards, what they're known for,
okay.
Basically. But it's not accurate by any means. So I'll start naming their top four. Buzz in when you want to guess who you think it is. But If you're wrong, it's -1 point. You might not want to buzz in on the first title because, of course, most movies have many people in them.
Sure.
Meryl Streep. No kidding.
You know what? I don't mind a good pre-guess. I don't think you want to lose a point over it.
No.
All right. And, you get bonus point for each additional one that you can name if you buzz in on, before the fourth one.
Oh. I'm going to be so bad at this. I'm sorry, 12 Years of Dave.
I think we're all sorry for 12 Years of Dave.
I mean, put some effort. You know what I mean? Come on.
I can't believe you picked that.
Hey, don't read what's on the back there, yeah. Andrew. That's the consolation prize if you lose tonight. I have to read that out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Was it good?
It's actually quite good.
Okay. See, this Chainglorious Bastards was smart. He made it so that Al would have to go to a lot of effort to read. he taped it on the back there.
Wow.
So,
yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's a good way to keep good you work. From doing it. How's yours there?
I didn't have a pen.
You didn't have a pen? You had a big Kramer versus Kramer poster with my face on Justin What's-His-Fuck, and you didn't have a pen? Justin Henry, Academy Award nominated for that film.
You know what, Doug? We're not all millionaires. We just can't have pens. I'm sorry, ma'am, that he did that to you.
I can afford pens because I stay in hotels.
But that's where you get your pens.
Yeah.
That's a joke?
Exactly. Yeah, that's, I think that's what I was going for.
Jesus.
I wasn't... Sorry.
Marriott? Was that a Marriott pen?
Wait a second. You want to be in The Godfather? All right. So... let's try this. How are we doing on time? Okay, we're doing good on time.
God.
What actor or actress has their best known for start with Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind? All right, the second title. The Truman Show. Andrew?
James Carey.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, I was going for Marlon Wayans.
I was
going
to say Kate Winslet, so thank God.
All right.
There's the dented beetle. Nobody? Nobody knows that movie well enough.
What?
Truman Show, man. Didn't you say the Truman Show?
He says, there's that dented beetle?
There's the dented beetle when he's proving to her that the world is in rotation. He sits in his car, his rear view, and he says, girl with the bags, she spills, kid on a bike, there's the dented beetle.
That's such an obscure pull.
Somebody loves the Truman Show.
For that movie, I'd go with, good night, good morning, good afternoon, and fuck off, or whatever he says.
Yeah, that's good. I just wanted to get specific, you know?
You get to guess two more Jim Carrey films that might be in his top four for extra points.
Ooh.
But if I get one wrong, I'm done. Is that
No, you get two guesses.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber.
One more guess.
Wow. What would be in his fucking known for?
Just if you name like a movie that he's in. It might be the right answer.
The Amazing Burt Wonderstone.
Narrow it down to those. Okay.
You wanted just a fucking movie. He's in that movie.
I was saying, can we steal?
Nope.
Steal a point?
No, that's not a part of the game.
Is Dumb and Dumber on there? Of the one of the four known?
It's in Living Color.
All right, settle down, Al.
Ace Ventura?
Coming in at number three, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Thank you. Yeah.
Liar.
Yeah.
And then the number the four with one bonus point for Andrew, Dumb and Dumber.
So it was Dumb and Dumber, and then what was the other one again?
Sorry. You're too busy still yelling titles at me to listen to the answers.
You tell me to name
Ace
movies.
Ventura, Pet Dick.
Pet Dick.
So that means Andrew's out in the lead with 2 points, but we still have a few more rounds.
Cable Guy!
Tiebreaker.
So good.
Cable Guy?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Such an underrated Jim Carrey movie.
How often was Jim like on the set of Dying?
Every single day, every hour, didn't miss a step.
Wow. It seems like only one of you wanted to answer that.
Real canned answer coming at you.
Yeah, he was around.
He was around.
Okay.
He was never there. What are you guys talking about?
You're welcome.
Yeah. Such a he setup. Came like twice.
Yeah, he was around. He contributed more story than anything else. Yeah. A lot of the story that you see is Jim's life.
He did all the pre-work.
Yeah, well,
he had 30 years of it, and then he gave it to us. So it was very nice.
I was going to ask you guys before the game portion. I forgot to do it. I think the depiction of comics, not to blow smoke up all your skirts, but I've never seen it in a movie or TV show, so even though it takes place in the 70s, I still sort of know what that time was like. It's just very realistic. It's hard to get that. Whenever a character is a stand-up comedian in a movie or TV show, they kind of blow it. They don't really get the feel for it.
Yeah.
But this show, it's certainly the pilot that I saw, does a great job with that.
Well, thanks.
The things you guys say when you're doing stand-up are funny.
And then we loved when we were making fun of each other, too, when we talked about that.
Like, yeah, yeah.
The fucking, will they let us do that with each other so that there was the written lines, and then we got to fuck around with a little bit.
That was our favorite. Sitting in that booth and shitting on each other was my favorite thing in the world.
I think one of the things that was great, too, was we were able to go, like, hey, we wouldn't stand here. Like, a lot of times they were trying to do their... The director would want to do a scene, and there'd be somebody on stage, and we would say, comics wouldn't stand in a room and talk, so they would move the scene to, like, the bar. So that kind of stuff. We wanted to add as much authenticity to it as possible, because we know there'd be comics watching going, they don't do that. They would never do that.
Well, they're going to do that anyway, but...
I know. Bastards.
Yeah, but I think they'll do it less than any other thing. Like, of course, we've all made fun of Punchline over the years and all the ridiculous things, like everybody having a locker and... And, you know, one of the comics that's there every night is in a nun's costume. There is. That's there true. Is. They do have them.
You guys don't have lockers at the comedy store? I have a locker.
No.
It's got a secret locker room.
It's a secret locker room.
All right. So anyway. So I think I proved my point that you can't name any good stand-up comedy movies. Lenny with Dustin Hoffman, I guess, is a good one.
Mm. And I hate to make fun of the new one with De Niro, comedian.
That didn't work?
I didn't see it,
no. Well, you know, CISO is putting out like a competitive show to ours that's in the 70s from the perspective of...
We'll just stop there.
Our show's on YouTube, okay? what is this fucking CISO?
Yeah. You have to pay for CISO.
Then we have CISO?
Hey, listen, don't take you down really? One of our sponsors here.
Oh.
Yeah, Hulu? CISO's great.
I didn't say anything bad about it. I was just talking about a show.
Better...
But they're doing
more about it.
Yeah.
What is it?
No, they're just trying to do a Johnny Carson thing. They're doing their angle.
But it's
they're
different, doing, though.
Carson is very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. So they didn't take like a chunk down or
it's
anything.
It's not as
right?
expensive as Doug's podcast, though, right? See so?
Are you guys. Are you? SEESO.com/Doug for 10%. I don't know. Okay, here's the next round. Starting with, what actor or actress is best known for?
You bitch.
There's no rules.
I forgot to mention that you can't knock other people's buzzers off the table. I don't know why I didn't bring up that rule. The first title is The Lion King.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, Al's reaching. What do you think he's doing?
Do it.
He's going, he's buzzing.
James Earl Jones.
No.
Damn.
Sorry, Al.
Now, do we keep going?
Yeah, we do.
Wow, that was my guess.
Well, maybe this second title will narrow it down. It should for many people in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Nash Bridges. TV program, Nash Bridges.
Cheech Marin.
Listen, Al, you're out for this round. You got -1 point. Does anybody else have a guess?
Oh, no. That's a good one.
Keep going.
Just say what I just said, you fucking asshole.
Do people know? Do you guys know? Who? Raise your hand if you know.
Yeah, we all know. Do you have a guess?
I don't know.
Eric?
Nash Bridges.
What the fuck?
You know, that was pretty funny, but -1 point.
I'm not guessing.
Andrew doesn't have a guess?
I don't have a guess.
All right.
Well, I mean, they didn't either.
What?
They were wrong too, guesses. Right?
No, Al guessed the second time.
But they were wrong.
No, you can't guess the second time.
Oh. He was right, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, but
say
you want just somebody to steal it?
Yeah.
Cheech.
Cheech Marin.
I said
already.
It. I already said Cheech.
You can't. You're out, Eric.
Cheech. Cheech Marin.
Buzz your buzzer. Do it properly.
Cheech Marin.
That's so perfect.
Cheech Marin is correct.
Dude, you're winning, dog.
Another point for Andrew.
I would have gotten it.
And you can get two more bonus points if you can name two more Cheech Marin projects.
Up and Smoke.
That are in the top four. One more?
I'm bad. It's funny. I said I was going to be bad, but I'm still winning.
Well, you're...
Whoa.
You're definitely losing fucking this bonus part. Jesus Christ, guess something already. You're killing me.
Al's a cunt. Is Al's a cunt up there?
You know what? Cheech was so good in that.
There's no way Al's not in Al's a cunt.
It's actually a biographical.
I'm done. That's all I need. That's it.
That's all you have? That's your two guesses?
Al's a cunt and Up in Smoke.
Oh, right.
Born in East L.A.
To let Al do it. Do it.
They went with... Do you know some?
Oh, there's plenty. I mean...
Yeah.
Well, do... Oh, no. Let him do it. Go ahead and do it.
Wait, you would run through every single...
Well, do the ones that you think are on the top, because you're fucking
still
shitting
smoking,
on me for not knowing.
I guess. We're
still
like,
smoking?
Yeah.
No, oh, they God. Went with Cars.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, so it's none of the real Mexican ones, right?
And, well, I don't know how Mexican this one is. Desperado?
Yeah, it wasn't.
It's super Mexican.
It's more New Mexican,
kind of Mexican
than Mexican.
The most Mexican. Yeah.
It's more Albuquerque.
It's more like
my
Austin,
favorite
Texas,
is his pussy speech in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We got big pussy. We got old pussy. We got hairy pussy. What kind of pussy you like? We got a fucking old stanky pussy. Every kind of pussy.
Do you know it? All right, you guys. Unless miracles happen, Andrew's going to run away with this thing. So.
Damn it. Okay, I got to come back.
It's time to come back. Buzz in on the first one if you can, because if you can get 4 points on this, then you'll catch
up. I was trying to do.
Catch up to Andrew.
Mm-hmm. You can buzz in real early and lose one, so you guys have a chance.
This bastard.
No, that's a friendly thing to do. I think that was a nice thing to do. Give you a shot.
He's from Chicago, everybody. I'm so sorry.
Just trying to let you in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Doug.
Doug, what ain't?
I know, it's like golf. And Doug steps up to the pot ball. Doug can't read his own handwriting, is what it is. He was like, in his show prep, he was like, I think I was really high during this part.
The movie is The Fighter.
Oh! Al Madrigal!
It's a misdirect because of the Jim Carrey one, so this is going to be Christian Bale!
Incorrect!
Fuck!
Andrew?
That's Melissa Leo.
That's correct.
Oh, 12 years a day. If you're taking me out to eat or something.
Well, I'm not supposed to win because there's nothing on the back of this one.
No, well,
that's then that,
anyway. Do you want to guess three more just to rub it in?
No.
I will.
These guys can.
I'm dying up here.
No, that's not on our top.
Be
wouldn't
like
be in there yet, but
what's
I
the Netflix movie?
I think
is that up
destined
there?
To be. I think she'll win awards.
I thought they sometimes
thing.
Do that. They put the current projects that they're working
she
on.
She was in The Equalizer, which is a great movie.
Most hated woman in the world.
That
up there?
That's a movie?
It's a new
it's a
Netflix.
Netflix movie that she's in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Most Hated Woman in America?
That might
world?
Be the best movie I've never seen.
Yeah, Most Hated Woman in America starring her.
What's the one?
What, did you know what it was? Someone said. Most Hated Woman in America. Yeah. Yeah. That's her.
Okay,
that's
I didn't know she was in it.
It's her. Yeah, it's her.
She's really great in that one episode of Louie.
Oh, yeah.
Really good in that.
Where they get into an argument about her stealing material backstage.
She's also in that one
No, I think he has a bunch of sex with her.
Yeah. Grabs her boob.
Oh, that was Dane Cook. I thought that was her.
Oh, right. The Dane Cook episode, not the Melissa Leo.
Same thing to me.
Yeah, I could see that.
I thought you were mistaking them.
Come see, come saw, you know?
Is that Dane Cook or Melissa Leo? That always happens.
That always, it's
a fun
confusion.
Game we play on this show sometimes. Yeah. Where I'll say the name of a movie, and you guys say if it's Melissa Leo or
Employee Dane of the Cook. Month.
Are you ready? Good luck, Chuck.
Melissa Leo.
No, Dane Cook.
Fuck. Shit.
Yeah. Prisoners.
Jessica Simpson.
That's not one of the options. It's Dane Cook.
Melissa Leo.
Or, correct, Melissa Leo. Oblivion.
Melissa Leo.
Also Melissa Leo, yes.
Melissa Leo.
Snowden.
Melissa Leo.
Melissa Leo is correct.
She's good in that, too.
Yeah. Dan in Real Life.
Dane Cook.
That's correct.
Yep.
Dane Cook. You guys are good at this.
Yep. Employee of the Month.
Yeah, a lot of my guests wouldn't know the difference between Melissa Leo and Dane Cook.
That's why we're here to educate.
You guys really, really nailed it. And so that means Andrew Santino's our winner. So 12 years of Dave. Come get all your stuff, dude. Congratulations. All right, I gotta ask for those back.
You want to say anything?
Give it this one.
Give it back.
You don't want to say anything?
Any words?
Not an acceptance speech or anything?
Oh, see, yeah, I still win because he's got the workaholic shirt on, so there's a connection still.
It's not your picture, though. That's Kyle Newacek's picture.
Yeah?
He's not wearing a Montez shirt. Doesn't say free Montez on it. It says free Carl, right?
I don't like how you said the name. It's got a little racial.
Go in your top order of favorite characters from the show. From Workaholics.
Yeah, and tread lightly, motherfucker.
Stomp through the woods, my friend.
Let's do some plugs, you guys. Of course, I'm dying up here on Showtime Sunday nights starting June 4th. But what else you got, Eric Griffin? Where can people come see you?
You can come see me. I'm going to be in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun on the 2nd and 3rd, or the 1st and 2nd, one of those. And my hour special comes out on Showtime July 7th. It's called The Ugly Truth. And actually, all of us have hour specials. Make sure
everyone.
If you have Showtime on demand, make sure you catch Al Madrigal special because it is fucking hilarious. Trimpin' Ain't Easy came out on May 5th.
They gave us they put all of our specials on as companion pieces to the show. So those will all be right there. So Andrew has one coming out.
It's coming out right now.
Mine comes out June 2nd, the Friday before the show. So June 2nd, the show is on June 4th. And then Al's one month later. Fantastic.
We're getting Kramer a pen.
I like it.
Yeah, we're totally hooking her up.
I want you to keep that pen, Kramer.
No, I need that because the hotel.
That Hilton Inn is for you, baby.
You have to return it to the hotel. That's how those work.
That's the deal.
That's what those are about.
Mr. Benson, we've been waiting for you. Do you have the pen?
I thought they were free.
Security comes.
What's this $9 charge?
Yeah, it's underneath the $17.50 charge for the porno. Who's buying hotel porn still?
Nobody. Not if they got a phone.
Because then you can call in for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still dialing those 976 numbers on your cell phone.
Talk dirty to me.
Hi. They still have those ads in the middle of the night. Bethany. Those girls, yeah. Crazy.
It's like that girl.
Call me.
There.
Let's have a hot conversation.
Hi.
It's really just me doing it.
Hi, this is Bethany. My pussy is so wet for your eyes. We got West pussy. We got hairy pussy.
I'm so sorry. That's my boss.
We got pussy.
My manager. You should say a number to press after each one. If you want these pussy, press 2.
Yeah. We gotta start that service.
I know, but everyone you press is still the same girl.
Yeah. Hi, I have a hairy pussy. I have a wet pussy.
Welcome to Pussy Phone. Please make your selection of pussy you want. Press 1 for wet pussy.
Hi. I have a wet pussy.
Press 2 for huge pussy.
Dude. Hi.
Why is she talking into her own pussy?
It's so huge.
Echo. Come on,
huge it is.
That was hilarious and quick. It was fast.
She's inside her own pussy.
That's how big it is.
That is
you
so
do your podcast in
is.
That pussy. We're in it right now.
She's co-starring in Oblivion. That's how big her pussy is. Right next to Dane Cook. Al Madrigal, what do you got to plug?
Well, the special just came out.
Right.
Of course, I've got a huge scene in Snatched. I really am in there.
And that's number 5 on Pussy Phone.
Who do you interact with in your scene?
Just Amy.
Amy Schumer. Just that's Amy. Fantastic. Yeah.
Come on. We're killing up here.
Really good. Really good. They love it. I've been in, we talked about this last time I was on, but I've been in the worst movie of all time, and that's what shows up in my time. I was in a movie with Christian Slater and Cuba Gooding Jr. called Lies and Illusions, where they sent me the script in final draft and said, go for it. I swear to God, days before my scene, I was like, oh, okay. And just got to write all my part. And fucking just
wait, but you said it's a terrible movie.
It's horrible.
So you, you didn't do a good job writing your part.
We improvised almost the entire thing. Christian Slater didn't want to deal with it. He explained to me. He goes, Al, let me tell you what we got here. He goes, this is a cash grab situation. So don't worry about it. Say whatever you want.
He's big in the improv scene. You know that, right?
Yeah. Dude, he was in a Uwe Boll movie, so he clearly doesn't. He's willing to just take the money and just do it.
I think there's a certain dollar. I see all this direct to DVD, and so that was like a foreign release. They spent about $3-4 million on the movie, and then they just released it internationally. I think they make, you know, a ton of money, and that's it. So Cuba Gooding Jr. gets his probably like $500,000. Christian Slater gets $500,000. And everybody's happy. They work for a month. Right, that's how it's got to work. Then they send me the script, and they don't give a fuck.
You should do the commentary track on the on the Blu-ray.
That would be so fucking great.
Well, we should do an interruption of it at CineFamily.
Oh my God, it's so great. There's a fight.
I thought you said it was terrible.
No, it's so bad because you know. Do you ever see Transporter 2?
No. Oh yes.
Oh, the fight in the airplane where they used just like a model plane, and it was like they did that in this movie. But again, my brother was on a flight to Mexico, and he was flying with it, and he saw this Mexican guy just watching the movie on his laptop and loving it. And then my brother said in Spanish, he goes, do you like this movie? And he goes, awesome. Very good. Very good. So there you go. Like, fucking that guy fucking loved it.
Validation.
Right yeah, there. I wish we'd known what else he was watching
was your,
and what he thought of it.
I mean, that might have been your brother just being a supportive brother.
No.
People love it on airplanes.
We don't do that.
You sure fucking know.
If you're Mexican and you've got a laptop and you're on a plane, this is the movie for you.
Yeah.
It actually comes with Mexican laptops.
So this presario comes with.
It's a presario.
Doug Loves Movies is back at Cobb's in San Francisco on Saturday, June 10th at 4:20. Thank you to all of my guests. Great job, guys.
That's fun. Yeah.
Eric Griffin, Andrew Santino, and Al Madrigal.
Yay.
And as always, fucking assholes in the Starbucks line who ask 700 questions about the goddamn sausage and egg sandwiches are a shithead.
Yeah, that's good.
She's getting a valet early.
And Rory Gilmore is a shithead.